Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, America? This your boy Vague, a.k.a. Mr. Grind, SeasonTV.com. And you rocking with my sister Emma right now on E2K on the spot. It's real talk. It's real life. You already know. Let's get it.
Yeah. It's Saturday. Saturday, 2011. Wow. Amazing. I'm blessed to have made it. 2011, we're here, E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with your sexy Emma E2K, and I'm here to do it for yet another year. Had to battle a lot of things in 2010, as I know a lot of other people, you know, as well, but, you know, we're shakers and movers and survivors, and that's what we do, because we're cut from, from that type of cloth, where no matter what, we're going to, you know, move on and push on. I want to give a big shout out to my kidnappee, Lushy Lush, who she claims I kidnapped her for the weekend. You know, we got stranded in Philly. You know,
she did kidnap me. Don't believe her. She did. Help me.
Missed JC's birthday party. Sorry, JC. We left the video apology on JC's thing and on the Facebook. And, you know, we apologize for that. My car is kaput. So how am I kidnapping her? Like, I'm also here. It's not like I left her here and gone. Anyway.
Somebody help.
2011, I'm not paying I'm paying a no-nonsense policy. So that's no-nonsense. So E2K at the spot with your girl, and I'm here. I'm so excited. 2011, I made some New Year's resolutions, and I'm trying to stick by them. You know, we're only into the 8th day of January, and I think I've been doing pretty good. And, that's what I'm doing, you know. Shout out to the streamers and the Facebookers and the Twitters and even the stalkers that are stalking me. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to all of y'all. Without y'all looking at me and without y'all tuning in, you know, Lush wouldn't let me have a show. So shout out to y'all, good looking, for helping me have this show on Lush Radio Online. So I definitely appreciate that. Shout out to JC, the biggest birthday bash of the year. She started it off crazy at Crazy Horse. And then she had the after party. I know her pictures are posted. I'm looking at them right now, and they're crazy. Her cake is amazing. Just everything about it is crazy. And you know, all I could do is just keep saying I apologize, man. Lux, don't you apologize?
Yeah, man. I apologize big time. It's not my fault.
It's not either of our faults at all.
It wasn't our fault. It was something that just was out of our hands, you know. She know we wanted to be there, you know. I came all the way from the DMV to come up here. Come on now.
That's true. That's definitely, sometimes things happen that are beyond our control, and we just got to learn to really respect that. For whatever reason, God intervened, and we're not there. We weren't able to make it or go down there. Who knows? We could have got into an accident. Who knows, you know? So actually, in talking about that, I go right into my topic for today, which is when you get certain signs in life, do you pay attention to them, or do you do what you want to do? And I don't mean, you know, for those that don't believe in God, because I respect everybody's religion. Some people may not believe in God, and that's their, you know, their beliefs and their decision. But for those that believe in a higher power, you know, Allah, the Buddha, you know, whatever it is that, you know, gets them to feel religious or spiritual in their being, when you come across certain things, for instance, like us, you know, that we're kind of spiritual, me and Lush, and there was a lot of signs showing us that we shouldn't get in that car and we shouldn't go, and we still went against it because we wanted to be there for Jay. And it just so happened that the car ended up leaving us stranded, and we didn't go. So I felt to me, I mean, this is just my personal opinion, like always, I felt to me that that was a sign that I should have listened to. We all have, like, our inner you know, that throws a red flag when we know something's wrong. It's almost like usually you ask a person before they get, like, stuck up or something, did you know it was going to happen? And mostly 9 out of 10 always will tell you, yo, I had this feeling. It was like something, I had an eerie feeling or something. It was always a feeling, like a flag that kind of tells you something is, you know, something in my surroundings is not correct. Something is not right. Something is out of place. You know, we always feel that. Some of us listen to it. Some of us don't. Some of us live to say that we shouldn't listen to it, and some of us, you know, regretfully don't have the opportunity. So I'm throwing that question out to you guys. 347-826-7722. For the new year now for 2011, my question is, when you get that certain feeling or that certain voice or that certain mood that tells you you shouldn't do something, do you listen to it or do you keep going? Or do you even believe in that? Some people don't. Some people do. But this is what the topic is today. So hit me up, 347-826-7722. Don't forget to follow me on my Twitter, which is at EmmaE2K. Also, Emma, I'm also E2K underscore magazine and at Lush Radio Online. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. Facebook is / EmmaE2K, is / Lush Radio Online. And / E2K Magazine, Inc. So, you know, or Google us. We're Googleable. You can Google me, Emma E2K. You could Google E2K Magazine. You could Google Lush Radio Online. And, you know, we have hitters like that. You can find us if you Google us. For real, try it. If you're next to your computer, try it. Come on, try it. Google us. I bet you you'll find us. Regrettably, we lost a lot of people also in 2010. I mean, the numbers are bananas. I don't even have – I was trying to find to see if I can find an actual number of the people. I'm talking about people in the industry, of course. I cannot document everyone in the world that passed in 2010. But I'm saying as far as the industry is concerned, there was a lot of deaths in 2010. For instance, Lush, do you have anyone in particular off the top that you remember right now that died in 2010?
In the industry? First, Lisa Marie.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl. I was going definitely for that.
Lisa Marie died, you know, and...
She was at the end already of the year. I'm talking about, like...
And, what's his name? Your boy that offered that was the big promoter and everything, offered George Washington.
You're saying his name was George Washington?
What's his name, Six?
I don't know. Don't get me to start lying on E2K on a spiral.
From no, what's his name, Six? The dude that was riding, he was riding on GW, had a car accident.
Oh, my God. Yes, Huddy Six. Oh, my God. Rest in peace, Huddy Six. Also, Guru.
Yeah, Guru from Gangsta.
Yes, we love Guru from Gangsta. Oh, my God, the list is so long. I don't want to even, I'm afraid to even start talking because we might miss out some people. And I don't want to disrespect nobody. But we lost a lot of people in the industry. And, again, I'm just speaking for the industry. I can't go around to, like, the whole world of everybody that died. I know a lot of people besides that passed away, regrettably. I'm only speaking about the industry right now. There's a lot of people that passed. And we still kind of, like, in awe. You know, in between these last, like, 2 or 3 years, we've had, like, heavy hitters go. Michael Jackson, I mean, people that we definitely didn't expect to go. I mean, Tina Marie was my last really big surprise. Like, wow, you know. She was so solid, and, you know, it's sad to hear. Then she died the very next day after Christmas. Like, I mean, there's not a good day to die, you know? I mean, any time someone passes that we love and cherish is going to be hard regardless of what day it is. But when it's in the holidays, to me, I do think it's double because in the holidays, you're kind of encouraged already to be, like, in a good mood because you're celebrating that particular holiday. And then when you have to deal with a death, it's kind of very confusing to kind of remain cheerful and joyful when you have to be mourning, you know?
Mad people, I'm going to just say in general, mad people died in 2010, and they were taken beyond their time because really a lot of them were kind of still in their prime. And, you know, we lost a lot of good people, you know, and we just want to salute y'all and remember y'all and just say, you know, y'all did a lot for, you know, the time that you was here. And, yo, shout out to our boy Michael, you know what I'm saying? We lost, you know what I'm saying, the king of pop. You know, a lot of people we lost, and we just want to salute y'all guys for doing what you do because y'all laid the platform for how we are nowadays and allowing us to do what we do, you know. So, and in regards to signs, Emma, you know, I know people be getting mad and stuff when I say the Pisces thing, but it's just the thing. We see it in the stars. Pisces, if y'all look at our zodiac sign, we are naturally like psychics. Sometimes we can't see stuff for us, but we see stuff for other people. And, you know, the crazy thing about it is that, you know, like Emma was saying, like, you know, we were saying about the snowstorm, and she said that's not all of it. You know, she said there's something else to it, and there was something else to it. You know what I'm saying? That happened. So it was crazy, you know what I'm saying, that psychic thing. Like, you know, God always gives us warning signs, especially with relationships too. You know, like, you know, let's go back with my ex, with like certain people we date. You know, your parents might say, oh, he's the wrong person for you, but you're so blind and love and everything, and your friends say that it's wrong, but you still go in it, and then you end up in a messed up situation. Or you feel it in your gut, but you still ignoring the warning sign. You know what I'm saying? But you're stuck in a relationship. You got like 3 or 4 kids, and now you're miserable for the rest of your life. You understand what I'm saying? Or you got a situation where I was watching this African movie, right? And this guy, he was kind of psychic. He had a dream. He had a dream that his master, basically he was like the houseman or whatever and everything, the housekeeper. He said, please don't go into the city. Don't go into the city. Something bad is going to happen to you. Dude went into the city, and he got into an accident, and nobody heard from him again. They didn't even know where he is. They didn't find his body until like 3 months later and stuff.
Wow.
So it's crazy, you know, with warning signs, like we was going over there, I was, you know, the snow already had me feeling kind of funny and everything, and then Emma, we was still, you know, we was trying, and we were still getting in there, gearing up, but something kept telling Emma, keep coming back in that south of the house and stuff. She's like, if God don't want us to, you know, with this situation, you know, he'll let us know, but, you know, we leave it up to God. So we riding, and she's hearing a clang, clang, no, she's like, chill. And, you know, when her nerves, or she, even when we go to the club in the Bronx, yo, when Emma say it's time to go, it's time to go. That's when they're busting people's heads open, and it's crazy. So when she said it's time to go, anytime any of y'all get with Emma and y'all go to the club with her and she says it's time to go, you best to grab whatever the hell you have with you and get the hell up out of there because it's about to go down. Seriously. And she heard that clanking noise, and then all of a sudden, we're driving, and we're on the Betsy Ross, and we headed over there to JC's party, and the smoking of the car starts smoking. And she's like, yo, I knew something was wrong. And I was like, oh, man. And, you know, I ain't going to lie. I was a punk for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like bridges, son. I admit it. I was on the edge of the start of the bridge, about to fall off. You know what I'm saying? Where the water was at, and it was on the other side. You know what I'm saying? At least she's safer. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to swim. I can doggy paddle.
How am I safe when the trucks are going like 100 miles on my side? How am I safe? If they hit me on my side, I'm done.
Yo, I was over there on that side about to hang off the freaking and jump into the water and stuff, man. They started laughing at me talking about I look like Madea running to the car and stuff. Yo, we was in that joint, yo. And then, you know, and then, you know, she said, yo, I'm not going to push it anymore unless they say that we have to go back home. And they checked it. They said, we got a big problem. The car is kaput, and we managed. God helped us and took the car back home. But, you know, you got to, in 2011, we got to listen to them warning signs, man, for real.
Shout out to the cop who pushed us to safety because we were in the middle of the bridge. And he came through and just pushed us to safety and stood with us and really helped us out and stood with us so we were safe and okay. So definitely shout out to him, man.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. You know, that definitely. And it's a lot of you know, warning signs. Even going into 2011 with your finances. If you feel like something is the wrong deal to deal with, and, you know, y'all done dealt with so many people taking your money and, you know, blowing it and not doing what they supposed to do with your money, whether it's helping you promote your stuff, whether it's somebody that you say you trust or anything like that, you need to definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, go with your gut feeling, you know. Everybody says your gut feeling is most of the time your gut feeling is the right feeling. But, you know, we stubborn as hell. We don't want to listen to what nobody has to say to us because we stubborn. That's just what we do. You know?
Stubborn and we always want to listen, like, when it's late. We want to be like, oh, man, I knew it all the time. But if you knew it and you remotely even had a feeling, why didn't you act upon it?
That's the truth.
So that's what I want to talk about. You know, people calling 347-826-7722. I want to talk about your warning sign. You know, if you ever had warning signs, and if last year you wasn't paying too much mind to it, do you plan to do the same thing this year? Do you plan to listen to your instincts a little more, you know, a little more this year and kind of be more in tune with yourself and those warning signs, because we all have them. There's not one person that I haven't spoken to or hasn't hit me up to tell me, oh, I never experienced that. Everybody has experienced it in one shape or one time in their life, one time. I've never yet met anyone that told me I've never, you know, had that feeling about anything. Because whether you're dealing in the, you know, whether you're in the street, in the corporate world, in the industry, whatever, somebody at one point or another always have had those instincts where they told them their body themselves or their brain, whatever, tells them, yo, this is not right, or you need to leave from here, or you need to remove yourself, or whatever have you. Some people listen to it and some people don't. And some people know that it's there. Like, they know, they're like, yo, my instinct will tell me to leave or whatever. And they listen to it, you know, and they kind of, you know, don't share it, just kind of keep it secretively. But there's nothing secretively, you know, about that. If you're feeling uncomfortable somewhere, anywhere, or you feel that, you know, it's going to be a problem with anybody, listen. Get up and go. Get up and go and take those that you care with you. Don't just get up and go and just leave people behind. Now, if they're talking about, oh, you just bugging out, whatever, whatever, then you leave their asses there. Let them know when they're supposed to, you know? But at least initially, you know, you've at least tried, you know? That's what I do. Anybody that's around me, I get my feeling and I let people know, listen, it's time to go. Those that want to go, go. Those that want to stay, then you stay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, everybody got to follow their instincts in their own life, in their own way, you know, shape or form. So, again, don't forget to follow us. Check out the website, www.e2kmagazineonline.com. My website is on the Crackberry. So we're right now trying to deal with it because, you know, it's a technical difficulties.
It's under construction. They trying to redo the whole website all over and do some hot stuff for 2011, just little revisions and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Monday check for it. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? New joints. We're going to also have, you know what I'm saying, the corporate site up for Lush Radio Online soon. And, you know what I'm saying, check for, we got new videos and everything new flyers and everything that we're doing on Lush Radio Online. Coast to Coast DJs has an event going down January the 13th. It's going down. It's a mix and mingle for the industry. Big names are going to be there. I got tickets, so if you want that information, email Emma at e2konthespot@gmail.com. If you are the 10th caller tonight, I will give you a ticket, you know what I'm saying, to go out there and go do your one duck dizzle. So we're giving that out tonight if you're the 10th caller. Make sure you email Emma at e2konthespot. It's a lot of things going on. I'm going to be sitting down. Being a judge at the 50 MCs in Baltimore, we doing a lot of stuff this year. Lush Radio Online, E2K Magazine, everything. We got the Code Drive coming up. I know Emma going to give that information out for y'all in a few.
Yeah, right now we still don't have a set date, you know, because we still have to resolve location and all that. But we are looking to do it hopefully at the end of this month, if not the beginning of next. And so anyone has any codes they would like to donate, either new or fairly new, due to the fact that we're having this this episode of bed bugs and all that stuff, we have to be real cautious and very careful of the codes that we do accept, you know, because we don't want to pass that on to someone just because they're in need. We shouldn't give them, you know, stuff that they don't need. You dig? So please be conscious when you give. You should know where that code has been and stuff. If you have that all, you know, in your basement, all not even taking care of it, then don't do that. Don't be disrespectful and give those type of codes out. So the codes don't even cost that much. You can go to Pretty Girl and these other stores. You can find codes for $8, $10. Codes are not even that really expensive, for, you know, for you to even go out like that, you know. So make sure when you donate properly, man. You know, just think that can be your cousin, your neighbor, or family member that is going to receive those coats. And, you know, you just want them to have a nice, decent, warm coat. And this is in honor of DJ Carl Blaze. And, you know, this will be our third year. And we're excited. We're excited that, you know, that we're able to do that, that the family and his wife and his kids are able to come together and make this happen in his memory. Being that he died such a tragic death, we want to be able to mourn for him, or rather celebrate for him in a more positive way. You know, so this is why the Code Drive was initially started and will continue, you know, to keep going through the years, to be able to, all those that care about DJ Carl Blaze, or just not necessarily that you knew him or whatever, but at least about the cause, you know, which is we're trying to give as many people in the community as we can coats. Because believe it or not, even in 2011, there's still people that are lacking a lot of things that a lot of other people take for granted. There's people right now that have like 20 coats in their closet for different outfits or whatever.
Some people, they got them brand new, didn't even wear them, just sitting in there collecting dust.
Yeah. There's some that have coats still with tags, or just have it for, you know, when only on a Thursday they wear it, or only on a Wednesday, you know, when they go out to a certain club or whatever. You know, they have it for, there's people that don't have that option. You know, they have one coat, and it's just to get them warm, and that's basically it. So, you know, we don't know how people got into those circumstances. There's people that got in there because A, Y, or Z. The reason really don't matter how they're there. The point is that they're there. And us, as a community, just as human beings, we are responsible for each other in one, you know, one way or another, one shape or form. We should be responsible for each other, for our children, for our community, you know, for those that we come across. You know, because if we don't do that, then who's going to do that? You know what I'm saying? So you're going to walk down the street teaching your kids about the fundamentals of life, but yet you dare to pass by someone that's in need and not do nothing about it? I mean, really, come on, people. I know everybody got more heart than that, you know? So I'm actually banking on that. I'm banking to know that I know that people have more of a heart than that, and they're not going to let that go down like that, not in 2011. You know, we're going to put our foot down and really go out there and do some service, because when you do that, when you actually give and you do things for other people, believe it or not, it may be like, it may sound like a, you know, whatever, but it makes you feel so good, you know. It's just such an incredible feeling. And a lot of, you know, as we do the toy drive and the gift bank dinner that we did last year and all that, and people that actually kind came in to join and to help us said the same thing, that they couldn't believe how good they actually felt in actually helping someone else and giving of themselves. And, you know, it's just an incredible feeling. People need to try it. Stop being so bitter because, oh, man, someone didn't do something to you or give you something or someone didn't help you out and whatever. Okay, you know, boo-hoo, we did it or whatever, but move on. Let's grow, you know, because every time you're able to do that and put that to the side and still help someone, even knowing that at the time, whatever happened, no one helped you, is still a great feeling. I'm just saying, just try it. As the most, you know, try it. Don't knock something until you try it. Shout out to Giselle from Florida, who's in the check-in, who's listening. I see you, Ma. I see you on the check-in. So basically what we're talking about, and Giselle, if you want to hit me up on a Facebook, we're talking about people having signs. You know, everybody has like listening to your signs, to your inner signs. When you're going to go somewhere and your body or your mind tells you, nah, don't go, or this place is not safe, or, you know, you shouldn't really be involved with, you know, with so-and-so, or just you in a place and you feel like mad uncomfortable because you feel that you shouldn't be there. Do you listen to those signs? You know, do you take them as if God talking to you? Or, you know, again, you know, because I try to respect everybody's beliefs and stuff. Is it Allah? Is it the Buddha? Is it, you know, your spiritual being? You know, whatever it is that you believe in, the higher power. Is it them talking to you? Or, you know, or what is it? Or do you even care? Do you just pay attention? Listen, I'm feeling this way. I'm up out of here. You know? Or you like, you know, that's nothing. And then something comes to pass and you're like, wow, I should have known better. You know, I had a feeling that was going to happen, you know, and but you did nothing about it. And then, you know, and then that happened. So that's what I want people to answer to me for me today. 347-826-7722. Give me a call and tell me about your inner instincts, your inner feelings. Where do you get them from? Do you listen to them? Do you even believe in that? You know, there's some people that don't believe. And that's cool. Like I said, I'm here trying to respect everybody's our feelings and all that, but at the same time, you're going to respect mine and my opinion and what I say as well. So if you don't agree with me, you don't have to. Nobody, I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm just asking for your opinion and your suggestions and your beliefs just to kind of get a ballpark figure of how people, you know, think in different matters, in different subjects, because that's what makes the world go around. You know, luckily, that not everybody thinks the same. Because if everybody thought the same, we're like, really, where would we be? You know, because not everybody's always right. Like, not everybody's always wrong. So that's just to create the ultimate balance, you know, in life. So I'm glad that actually, you know, we have the opportunity to live like that. Where when we're wrong, we actually can have somebody else telling us how we're wrong and make us think right or believe right, you know. So I'm glad that we have the opportunity to have that type of balance in life. Because imagine if we didn't. How would
Definitely.
It be? Would it be flushed? Everybody thought the same or believed in the same thing, and so we're all walking in like, dun, dun, dun. Right?
If that happened, I don't know. If we were doing the same, we would all be freaking robots, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the we have freedom of speech, man. Oh my God! God bless for freedom of speech, man. You know,
I really gotta say something. I gotta really say that I hate the new Twitter. It sucks. It's just like terrible. I hate it.
Okay, well, you know, like I'm trying to do the Twitter. Lush hates it. Change it.
They need to keep it to the old Twitter. This is terrible. I don't even understand.
They trying to go too technical with it?
I don't know, man. It's like too much stuff going on. Like why they can't just keep it simplistic like they did before? They always want to add all kind of confusing nonsense to stuff. Don't make no sense.
It's too busy.
It's too busy. It's like ridiculously busy and stuff. We got that song from Ernie Gaines and stuff that song Mad Sex and
Mad
stuff.
Sex.
I know.
I definitely want to check it out, but I want to also before that I want to shout out a couple of people. So let me shout out Felipe Machado, who's on the Facebook. And, that checks out and supports. He's also has a show on inthemixradio.com from 2 to 4. So feel free to check him out. You know, here on Lush Radio, we don't have a problem bigging up other people that have other shows and other hosts and all that, because we feel all of us do things differently, and we are the voice of the people. So even though you have a show and you may not have it on Lush Radio online, you're still the people, and we are the voice.
Uh-huh.
So I also want to read what Giselle wrote back on the topic, and this is what she has to say. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've always gone with my gut instinct every time. I'm very big on that. When I get a bad vibe or feeling, I'm out always. It has saved me from getting caught up with a lot of different things. I think it's God's way of warning us. Some people listen, some don't. Those of us that are still around to talk about it are the listeners. Woo! Shout out to you, Giselle. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Shout out to Giselle, for real.
Yeah, she hit that on the head. Yeah. So I want to shout out also Smooth from Bottom Line Entertainment, who is the one that sends us the Ernie Gaines song, and we're going to play it. And this goes out to everybody that's listening, especially you, Giselle, for giving us that proper answer. Everybody call in 347-826-7722. And Lush, let's just go straight into that.
Yeah.
many games with Mad Sex, and that's a song that's circulating now. Shout out to Smooth from Bottom Line Entertainment. But submitting that, a joint is hot. It's definitely on fire. So shout out to Arnold Mad Dog 718 Lounge, who's on the check-in, man. Make sure you follow him on the Facebook. 718 Lounge is located at 3233 East Tremont Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10461. And his number is 718-863-CLUB. And they're open from Monday to, I don't know if he has something on Sunday yet, but I think almost every day. And his spot is The Bomb. So if you're in the BX and you want to plan an event and a party, make sure you check out Arnold Mad Dog or go to their website, 718lounge.com. And that's my people. Then he's going to check in, and that's what's good. Send me the track, any track, send it to e2k@gmail.com. So anybody want to send me a track, make sure you send it e2k@gmail.com, and I'll check that out. Or lushradioonline@gmail, lushradioonline@gmail. 718 is open from Thursday to Saturday, So if you want to get your drink on and in a nice environment, because this environment is nice and cool and very grown up, and very sexy. You definitely got to get buttoned down and, you know, and proper. Like, why would you not want to look proper? You know, and go down there and get your drink on and make sure you tell them that you heard it from here. You took care on the spot. So, Frank Knight, I'm sorry. He's hitting me back and saying that I sent him the wrong link. I'm not too sure what wrong link he's talking about, but if you want to listen to the show, it's www.lushradioonline.com. If you want to call in, it's 347-826-7722. And if you want to watch me live, I'm on the Ustream, ustream.com. When you get to ustream.com, all you have to do is punch in Lush Radio Online, and you should be able to see me live. So I hope that helps. Shout out to everybody else who's on the check-in, who's on the Twitter. All right, so the topic that we're discussing for today is instincts, people's instincts, you having your own instincts. And that feeling that happens when you're somewhere and you feel you're not supposed to be there, or that feeling that comes over you when you know something's about to go down or something's not right, or even in a relationship, that you can be with somebody for a long time or for a short time, but you just feel something is not right in the relationship. Like there's either something missing, or she's lying, or he's lying, or she's creeping, or he's creeping. We all, somehow or another, have them instincts. Sometimes we follow up through with them, and sometimes we don't. You know, but like how Giselle has said earlier in her explanation, you know, she made a key point. Those that are still around to talk about it actually are the listeners, because those that weren't listening, you know, are not around, or are around regretting it. You know, what you got to say about that, Lush? Lush, are you on the check-in?
I'm on the check-in. All I'm saying is that if you don't pay attention to your gut feelings, you're just doomed. You're just setting yourself up for failure.
Because we all have it. There's not one person that can say that they don't have that gut feeling that truly tells them, yo, this is not right, or that move is not right, or let's say even in business. You know what I'm saying? Even in business, you know?
Well, you know, my gut feeling is Emma. She said, yo, that ain't right. She's like, nigga, get off the phone. Don't say nothing. Just get off the phone, nigga. That's not right. Tell me you're going to call him back.
No, yeah, I do that a lot, you know. It's just something that hits me. And I've learned over the years, you know what I'm saying, I've been fortunate to live several decades, and just to know that, you know, you need to follow them instincts. When that comes up, when that light bulb, when that just that feeling comes up and says, yo, you know, yeah, either get off the phone or vacate, or, you know, or leave that dude or that girl or that person alone or whatever, or leave the situation alone, and I do it, I reap the rewards of it. So, and I always do that, you know, I try to then, of course, pass that to my friends and all those that I care about, my family. Again, not everybody listens. Some people be like, oh, you bugging, you crazy, or you trying to be controlling or whatever. Okay, hey, I only offer it one time. You will be back to tell me I was right. And then in there, I'm sure after that, you'll listen. So, you know, I'm not claiming I'm a psychic because by no means, please, I'm trying to say I'm a psychic and I know it all because I make my own mistakes. And this time I haven't listened to my own gut, you know. And I've been able to, you know, to regret it. So call in 347-826-7722 and let me know about your gut feeling or your instincts on certain situations that you came across and didn't listen to or listen to and regret or don't regret because, you know, you was able to follow through on those feelings. You know what, while I'm waiting for the callers and all that, you know what other song I want to hear, right? Lush? You know what I want to hear?
Is it Grenade? Is it Grenade by Bruno Mars?
Yeah, I want to shout out Bruno Mars. And he, you know, he's doing his thing, and we just, like, we really feeling his music. Like, I've been feeling it for a minute. You know, I've been playing it. I play it on the Midnight Hour, Tuesday's Midnight Hour. But I want to play it for E2K on the spot. Start early, man. We hit Ernie Gaines. We'll hit you with some Bruno Mars. And, before we go into Bruno Mars, hold up, because Giselle just hit me up with something else. So she says, yep, especially when you grow up in the hood like we did, you have to listen. My mood switches up quick. I could be chilling, and once I get that feeling, I'm gone. Sure enough, I'll hear about it, and I'll be like, I told you, that's why I broke out. That's true. That's true. That's very true. That happens to me. That's exactly what you were saying, Lush, when you in the Bronx with me, and I tell you it's time to go, let's go.
For real.
Is that thing. Yeah, that hook thing, being in the, like, it's like extra. You know, your guards are on alert, like just a little extra for some reason, so. Shout out to all those that are alerting us, man.
I was on a freaking elevator. I was in the Brooklyn, right? My grandmother's jump off, right? Shout out to East New York and Rockaway Avenue in Brooklyn. I'm on a joint, man, and it just felt suspect, man. I jumped right off that elevator and walked up some steps, man. I was like, yo, they ain't taking me tonight.
I'd rather offend somebody than me be the offended one. How about that?
Definitely, definitely. That's the truth, man. That's a true story. Ain't no games, man. If that gut feeling can keep you out of living another life again, you can't listen to that gut feeling, man. But I'm gonna tell you, I am, it's because of Emma, I'm obsessed with Bruno Mars now, and it's all her fault. And she hit me on, you know what I'm saying? Because all that time I thought it was a white dude, and I didn't know he was Spanish. And, you know, he's the one, if y'all guys don't know who Bruno Mars is, y'all might not even know his name, but y'all know the songs. You know, he, just the Way You Are, you know what I'm saying? And he did Beautiful Girls All Over the World with B.O.B. Travis Barker, he did that joint, Billionaire. And Grenade is an awesome song, so I'm about to go into this joint, man. And if you log on to www.lushradioonline.com, you can see the joint because I'm obsessed. It's all Emma's fault.
Let's do it. Obsession.
Easy come, easy go. That's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open. Why were they open? Gave you all I had and you tossed it in the trash. You tossed. Oh,
shout out to Bruno Mars. You know, there's somebody obsessed through there. I was going to talk about a stalkers and obsessors, but, you know, I'm going to leave it at that, though. I'm trying to, hold on a second, multitask again. Shout out to all those on the Ustream. Shout out to those on the check-in on the Facebook and on the Twitter. Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter at EmmaE2K, also E2K underscore magazine. Don't forget to follow me on the Facebook. Those that are Facebooking me already know, but those that are not, it's EmmaE2K. I'm Googleable. If you go to Google, just Google me, EmmaE2K, E2K magazine, and you'll find me. You'll find everything that I'm doing. Also on the YouTube, it's E2K magazine. Now you can also find me, Lush Radio Online, through the Twitter, through the Facebook, and through everything. Even Black Planet I'm on. Arnold, do me a favor and send that track as an MP3. I need an MP3 format. Anybody that's going to send me music, please make sure it's always our MP3 format. Our system only accepts MP3 format. And you can send it to e2kontheSpot@gmail.com, okay? So we're going, so that's the topic, man. Call me, 347-826-7722. Don't be scared. It's 2011. Let me know, do you listen to those instincts? You know, do you have those instincts? Do you listen to them when your body or your mind or whatever tells you, you know, you shouldn't go down that street. You shouldn't talk to that person. You shouldn't open that certain bag. If you found something on the floor, something tells you, damn, to open that, that could be like a bomb or something. Like, you know, do you follow your instincts? If you're going on in an elevator, you know, and something tells you, yo, don't go in there, or somebody, you know, steps in the elevator behind you, there's kind of our body gives us, you know, our own warning signs. There's some people that are blessed than others to have that opportunity, to have that gift. It's a gift, but everyone has it. Like, if you really listen and you really tune in to those instincts, everybody has the opportunity and the chance to be able to know when something is either, you know, when something is not right, relationship-wise or otherwise, you know. So, again, call in 347-826-7722 and let me hear about your story. Or you can also hit me on the Facebook, and you can IM me, and I'll gladly read it out. And no problem at all to do that. I will do that as well. So we're here multitasking. Lush, are you still with me? Lush, Miss Obsessor. She listened to her Bruno, and now she good. You know what I'm saying? Because Bruno Mars is the man. He has a lot of hot music. He's Googleable, and definitely go to the YouTube and check out his videos. Those videos are like 50 million views plus each one. It's like 50 million plus. It's crazy. You know, it's just crazy. So that means people are watching him. You know, they're watching him more than my stalkers watch me. So, you know, so...
That's crazy as hell. You got a caller from the 718 that's live on the line with you.
All right, 718, y'all with Emma E2K. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hello? Wouldn't you just want to hear a sexy voice?
Security, get ready. You already know I got an issue. Okay, I'm good. You can also call in to listen.
All right, it's all good. Don't be scared.
Yeah, you can also call in to listen. You know, we definitely appreciate that when people call in and just want to kind of listen to the topic or listen to the discussion. You know, it's all good in the hood. You know what I'm saying? You know, we welcome all that. However you can get through to us. Ustream, some people don't have a computer, and that's the only way they can listen to the show, by calling in. And sometimes they don't call in because they're like, nah, if I call in, then they want me to talk. No, not true. If you don't want to speak, it's all good. We'll keep you there. You can still listen to the show, and you don't have to say another word. You know what I mean?
And you don't have to use your real name either. You could be anonymous. You could use an anonymous name. You have to be young to use your name if you don't want to talk, you know.
Even though sometimes I can tell who it is, but if you want to take the chance, get hit. Because this is real talk. Like, this is like no phony stuff. Like, this show is real talk, real life for MA2K. You feel me? So I like, if I'm keeping it funky and I keep it real about my life and my situation, things that go on, I expect you, the caller, to do the same. I mean, come on. Let's pay each other the respect due. You know what I mean? It's 2011. Let's stop the buffoonery.
definitely.
You know, let's keep it real. Let's keep it funky. I mean, you know, whatever. Even if you don't like me, send me an email on it. Like, don't waste my time on my show telling me all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all good. I respect everybody's opinion and all that. You know, I don't like everybody, and everybody, I don't expect everybody to like me. You know, it's all good. Everybody's entitled to their feelings, but there's a time and a place to air all that out. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is,
is it time and a place to be a buffoon? Don't be a buffoon on E2K on the spot, because we will rip you.
This is going to have to definitely put you in the forefront, and I don't want to waste my time doing that. Like, you know, I really want to talk about topics and other stuff. And in saying that, let's rep the BX. You know, I always like to put the BX on a map. I mean, you know, no disrespect to no other boroughs or no other states and none of that, because I show love, you know, when it's supposed to be given. But 950 Plus is doing the damn thing right now. Shout out to 950 Plus and AG, the Av Records. That are going hard body, like they're on World Star, like they're doing it up everywhere you turn, everywhere you go. They're performing, they're doing something, they're on tour, or they're way back on tour. And I want to shout out my dudes, because those are my dudes, you know. So, what we got? We got hello. What we got? What we got? Say hello.
Yo,
what we got?
Say hello. We got ha ha ha. We got shimmy shimmy. We got Bronx Brown. It's all about what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Let's play some hello. Like, it's 2011. You know, shout out to all those that, you know, that are starting to do their thing early in 2011. So, you know, say hello. Come on. When you see me, say hello.
Time around, let me let you understand. I'm the man, I raise up your hand and say hello. Hey, hello. Hey, hello. Hey, hello. Hey, hello. Let me make this clear. I won't call you cat, I'm a slum dog millionaire. Say hello. No. Say hello. I'm in need of a bed to queen to invade the spleen. Used to crack out my medallion. I'm in the booth with that Folgers, the glowest, even Polly and up for label owners. Tell Devin what up, Joe what up, the album be done in a month. Eyes and neck, side of love and respect, come at your neck, flow so sharp with the bars. And surely I can cut a check, tell him check, don't respect me. How you got mail in, cause running around with besties. I put the home with that chest speed and fleet in that new navy blue, I call it Pepsi. Fly around the town like an SB. Got goons below that'll cut your waves. Jet ski, Bronx, capital X, no X, please. Perfecting the flow, making your head bob to your neck bleed.
Hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey.
Say hello to the bad guy when I pass by. Mad fly, you don't wanna see the bad side. They crack cleaning for the breath of fresher air. Less of trash, less of singing over snares. Over here's more spittery. You see the vision more vividly. Your girl need more dignity. She broadcast me into me. Essentially, I'm like the recipe for legendary. You like my mom, she like the rest of me. Especially the ex of me. Make her reach her ecstasy. You search the net, but technically, it ain't nobody next to me. Say hola, the dance is never over. Never pay payola, never sober. It ain't a better soldier.
Hey,
method. Standing my weapon, thoughts is infected. Eclectic, my mind thinks and possession. Craft is perfected to enhance my leverage. I manufacture my confessions. It's real, they can't neglect it. Skinny, go walk around on that big body. Acknowledge it, the glow got me on my lollydotty. It's the gas mask when the trees lit up. I let it steam in your acting premature. I foresee this. I push your head back, flea flicker, feet kick up, draw the line ahead. The iron will leave a crease in ya. I make a shorty go and Michael Phelps and have her swimming through the team. Got her hanging off my belt. Don't ever call my phone, come and ask about some goodies. I'm soaking here, we share about the URL of goodies. Catch me in my party, all the hoodies. If you looking for that motherfucker, you can catch me in the boogie. Say, yeah,
let me let you overstand. I'm a Christian man. I raise up your hand and say hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hey,
say hello. Let me make this clear. Call you Captain, I'm a slum dog millionaire.
Hey, hello.
Say hello. No. Say hello.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget, we'll be on next week, every Saturday. Today we're doing an hour. I don't know. Thank Lush for that. Shout out to everybody on the check-in. It's been a pleasure. I'm blessed to have been here. Everybody, thank you for tuning in. That's all I can say, because we're about to go. And as I'm doing the countdown, I don't know why. Lush, are you on with me? Do you know what that is?
I'm on with you. You know what I'm saying? We about to end the show.
Yeah, we ending the show. I usually have a 2-hour show, but for some reason today I'm having an hour. Thanks. Appreciate that, Lush. Thank you. So, say hello to Lush. Thank you. See you next week. Next week will be from 8 to 10, how we originally do every Saturday. Welcome to 2011.
Say hello.
Go to lushmediaonline.com. Say hello. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say hello. Say hello. Say goodbye. Say hello.
Yeah.
Second time around, let me let you overstand. I'm the f***ing man. I raise up your hand and say hello.
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 Say hello. Let me make this clear. Call you Captain. I'm a slum dog millionaire. Say hello. Say hello. No. Say hello. I'm in need of a bed to queen to invade the spleen. Used to crack, I rhyme Medellin. I'm in the booth with that Folgers, the glowers, even polying up for label owners. Tell Devin what up, Joe what up, the album be done in a month. Eyes and neck, side of love and respect. Come at your neck, flow so sharp with the bars. We surely at the cut a check. Tell him check, don't respect me. How you got mail, niggas running around with besties. I put the hole with that chest speed and fleet in that new navy blue, I call it Pepsi. Fly around the town like an SB. Got goons below that'll cut your waves, jet ski. Bronx, capital X, no X, please. Perfecting the flow, making your head bob to your neck bleed.
Hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello, hey, hello.
Say hello to the bad guy when I pass by. Mad fly, you don't wanna see the bad side. They crack cleaning for the breath of fresher air. Less of trash, less of singing over snares. Over here's more spittery. You see the vision more vividly. Your girl need more dignity. She broadcast the intimacy. Essentially, I'm like the recipe for legendary. You like my mom, she like the rest of me. Especially the ex of me. Make her reach her ecstasy. You search the net, but technically, it ain't nobody next to me. Say hola, dance
life is never over. Never pay payola, never sober. It ain't a better soldier.
Standing my weapon, thoughts is infected, eclectic. My mind thinks and possession. Craft is perfected to enhance my leverage. I manufacture my confessions. It's real, since they can't neglect it. Skinny, go walk around on that big body. Acknowledge it, the glow got me on my lollygoddy. The gas mask when the trees lit up. I let it steam and you're acting premature. I foresee this. I push your head back.